The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
If I can be serious for a minute, without being interrupted.
Excuse me!
What? What?
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at it.
We don't just set the bar. We are the bar.
Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
You guys are listening to the iSpot Podcast, Adventures with the Trendsetter Special Edition. Guys, thank you so much for episode 2. And don't forget to catch us on Twitter at iSpot Podcast, as well as Instagram, Snapchat as well. Catch us on Facebook and like us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/iSpot Podcast, as well as our brand spanking new website, iSpotPodcast.com. Leave a 5-star rating review on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, and Podbean. So let me start off before I get into the episode, guys, and I apologize for being late on it. The work schedules for Jeff and I are crazy, and we had to do things a little bit later than we expected to, but we're still hustling and trying to get things done. So again, I apologize for the lateness of this episode. I promised it on Friday, and obviously it's not Friday, but excited about this episode to be put out, but also a little bit on a sad note too, because although I did cover Exotica in 2017 and giving you the interviews that you're listening to and watching on YouTube as well, which you hit us up on High Spot Podcast for our YouTube clips, there's sadness within the community because, you know, in November, a very well-known, recognized Hall of Famer, adult film actress, Sheila Stiles, had passed away. And then not too long ago, basically, adult film actress by the name of August Ames, which is her stage name. Her real name is Mercedes. And I was a huge fan of hers because I was so looking forward to speaking to her during Exotica. Realized she wasn't part of the talent that was going to be there, but thinking maybe I'll have an opportunity to talk to her because I would see some of her interviews on YouTube and seemed to be such upbeat, so full of energy and life. And then to find out the details that her being 23 years old passed away, that just hits me. It really does. The fact that, you know, somebody so young and, you know, had been in the business for a while, but had accomplished a lot, had become a very well-known name, and sky was the limit for her in terms of what she wanted to do. Had done a lot within the 4 years she had debuted, I think, in 2013. So a lot of people knew who she was. And with her friends and her colleagues in the adult film industry and family and fans, heartbroken over something like this. You know, despite what you want to think, and all this started obviously with, well, some presume it happened with a comment she had made on Twitter about her not wanting to work with a particular talent. That had a lot of backlash for it, and some people are relating it to cyberbullying. Other people are talking about that fact that August Ames had a very tragic childhood where she admitted she was molested, and she had to deal with a lot of dark demons in her past, and the mere fact that she suffered from bipolar depression, what most people say. So again, I'm not trying to be a psychiatrist here. I'm not trying to even like state news and facts or things that I heard, but it's just so sad to see all those things happen. And at 23 years old, for it to all be over, it's sad. No matter which way you look around it, it's just sad, and it's disheartening for the fact that here's Jeff and I, you know, trying to hustle and get things done. And the mere fact that it can be gone in a split second really makes you, you know, think about enjoying your life and enjoying the people in it. And the way the world is nowadays and the way things are, it's just nothing's ever a guarantee. So, you know, condolences goes out to the family. Who knows what they might be dealing with right now in terms of emotions going through them right now. Wish nothing but the best for the family, the close friends. Like I said, the condolences goes out to them. But also to August Mercedes, her real name. You know, hopefully she finds peace now. Hopefully she's not suffering anymore in her own head. Because believe it or not, despite, you know, people dealing with physical pain, emotional pain, it's probably the worst in the world and something that there can be no medicine for. You just have to find inner peace. And for someone like Mercedes, hopefully she now is living in that peace. So rest in peace, and may God be with her. So there's no smooth transition to this, guys. I just wanted to get that off my chest because it's something I was thinking about for a while. It hit me particularly hard just to think about and reflecting on life. And when you see that, it's sad. And it also makes you wonder, too. It makes you think you better get your stuff done because, you know, tomorrow's not a definite. But again, like I said, I was in Exotica in November. It was a new experience for me. Like I said, I had been to WrestleMania. I had been to WrestleCon. So I had kind of an idea of that world was familiar to me. This was a completely different animal altogether. And so for me to go down there, and I had a chance to talk to somebody who I really wanted to speak to because I thought her story was really interesting for the mere fact that she'll be the first one to admit that she kind of didn't go into the adult film industry the way most people would think. You know, you're discovered at a young age, or you're dancing at the strip clubs, or you're doing whatever, nude modeling. She really started for the fact that she began webcamming. And the only reason why she began webcamming was the mere fact that she was doing a lot of agricultural startups in South America. So places like, you know, she's mentioned New Mexico, she had mentioned Honduras, she had mentioned a lot of places in South America. And in order for her to pay her employees, she had to do webcaming on the side so that she could afford to pay it. And then eventually those startups didn't work out and she ended up finding her way into the adult film industry. But talk about a woman who's very business savvy, and she's very business savvy, understands demographics, understands numbers, and knows what her target audience is. But the cool thing about that is, though she's very business savvy like that, she's very laid back and doesn't take herself way too seriously. Just seems to be her personality. And you'll know what I mean when you listen to the interview I have with Lena Paul. And if you guys want to follow her on social media, you guys can follow her on Twitter at Lena is a peach and Instagram Lena Paul XO. So here it is, guys. One of my favorite interviews that I've had at Exotica with Lena Paul. Talking about a lot of subjects, but also talking about the main focus points that I tried to emphasize in a lot of these interviews that you'll listen to in the near future. Branding yourself, how to use social media to your fullest advantage, because these women are business savvy, they know what they're doing, and although they look at it as a job that they love and they're passionate about, which, hey, don't we all want to live that life, have a job that we love and want to do every single day and not be bored, they know in terms of what to do in order to get themselves to the next level and keep themselves relevant. So here it is, my interview with Lena Paul on the High Spot Podcast, Avengers with the Trendsetter. All right, here at Exotica 2017 in Edison, New Jersey. First time for the Trendsetter myself, but here I'm standing next to me. It's someone I've wanted to interview for a while, and I'll tell you why. Lena Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Hi, it's good to be here on the High Spot Podcast.
Thank you. Pleasure's all ours. You say it's your first time here in the Northeast, in Jersey, correct?
Yeah, it is. I've been all over, like, every other part of the U.S. and, like, South America, except for, like, New York and Maine and, like, anything in, like, Northeast New England area.
Have you had a chance to enjoy, like, maybe the city life at all while you've been here?
I have not yet. Tonight is going to be my first night really enjoying the city.
Now, when you go out, is it more like going to a club, or is it just like kind of relaxing?
Because
you
got like a dive bar somewhere like quiet, not a lot of people. Like, I'm an old lady, man. Like, I don't, the club life is not for me.
Like, I'm the same. I mean, you're a lot younger than I am. I'm like 31 years old, and I feel like I'm 50 years old sometimes just because of the daily grind over
it's
and over
the
again.
Age, it's the mileage.
It's the mileage, yeah. Exactly, and the mindset too. But you always keep yourself very positive, and that's what I've enjoyed most about you, is because you always have a smile on your face, and you have so much enthusiasm for your work. So kind of what we're doing here is we're trying to, you know, start from the ground up and work our way up, but we have a lot of passion for professional wrestling. And when you say, why you're at Exotica, Brian, well, here's the thing. With pro wrestling and the adult film industry, like yourself, you had to start from the ground up. You started cam modeling, and then from there you moved on to the adult film industry. Talk about the importance of branding yourself, of going out there and really using social media to its fullest extent for yourself and your career, and hopefully being able to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Well, the thing is that when you look at my consumer demographic, which the majority of my purchasing demographic is men, a lot of women watch porn, but they don't tend to pay for it, you underestimate frequently in porn how men need a story as well. And so I've always tried to be true to myself and authentic, but really to present the story of, like, on screen and on my social media, I just want to be your best friend's, like, older sister from college who's, like, a little cooler than you are but, like, still wants to hang out and make fun of you.
She's awesome. She doesn't take herself too seriously.
Yeah, no, I never take myself seriously. As you can tell by like the idiotic faces that I make during my my working days.
No, but that's like just, it's natural. It's like, for example, a lot of people worry about, oh, does this look good for the camera? Am I making a sexy face? But, I mean, that's what I appreciate about you. You're very authentic. You just go with the feeling. So with that same thing, you're going 100% on social media too, right?
Absolutely. I want to tell you a story, but I also want it to be based in truth. Like, this is an entertainment business, and I want to entertain you. And part of that is to invite you into my personal life a little bit and to have you get to know me, because I find that men are emotional creatures as well, and they need a little bit of story to their porn too. Like,
what about women? Are they the same way, or is it slightly different?
I would say that women, actually, like, statistically speaking, women actually have a lot of extreme taste in porn. Like, they want, like, really hardcore shit, but story-driven porn is a thing, and that goes now behind the screen with the introduction of social media, where you're literally in my living room all day long with me, more or less, while I'm live tweeting whatever the fuck I'm doing. And that's the business, is I invite you into my life, because, I mean, think about when you were young and I was young, like, super
Seems
young.
Like ages ago.
When that was happening, like, we didn't know who our porn stars were. We didn't know who was making the shit. We just thought that, like, they were kept, like, chained up in a basement. And so you'd always feel, like, super guilty wanking off.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like,
it became such a taboo that you felt you were wrong for doing it or even talking about it.
Yeah, and you, like, felt sorry for the women that were doing it. But we're fucking happy to do our jobs. Like,
exactly.
We love our work. And we want to show that to you, and hopefully to encourage you to purchase it and not feel guilty about purchasing our work.
Yeah, I mean, the enthusiasm, the passion is there. We clearly see it every single time you're on Twitter or when, you know, I'm lucky enough to interview her in person. Real quick, when it comes to competitiveness, and pro wrestling, it's so competitive to get your name out there. There's one big league everybody wants to go to, that's WWE. Not everybody can get there. And in the terms of the adult film industry, how competitive is it out there? Is it as cutthroat as people might think, or is everybody really trying to help each other out?
It depends on the spheres. There's, of course, competitive spheres. There's things like the award season, which can sometimes put us against one another. But I would say that because we still are a fairly oppressed group of sex workers who face a lot of stigma, we tend to look after our own. We tend to be... I find that most girls aren't competing with each other. They're competing with themselves.
And that's it. You have any upcoming projects in the future we can look on your social media about?
Fuck tons. Literal fuck tons. I have so many. I have like 20 films in the cam right now. Stuff from Lansky, like Tushy. I have upcoming things going on with like Hard X and like different things for like Reality Kings and Brothers and all kinds of different mofos. All kinds of different companies you'll be seeing.
With your busy schedule, real quick, how do you pace yourself? How do you keep yourself so you don't over? Do you burn yourself out a lot?
I'm a sprint worker. Like for me, I tend to work. I'll work every day for a month, and then I'll take 3 weeks off. Like, that's why I love doing... I mean, there's a lot of reasons I love doing what I do, but a big part of it is the freedom of, like, the flexibility of my schedule.
Well, Lena Paul, ladies and gentlemen, you guys can catch her on Twitter. Where can they catch you on Twitter?
You can catch me at Lena is a peach, because I'm from Georgia. And on Instagram, it's Lena Paul XO.
And that was Lena Paul. Huge thanks goes out to her. Greatly appreciate a few minutes for her time at Exotica in Edison, New Jersey. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary, so it had been 10 years. And I luckily landed on the 10th year as a huge anniversary, a huge milestone, I guess, for Exotica, because, you know, I had met some people there that had been there since the very first Exotica that happened. So a lot of familiar faces for them in terms of seeing their fans. And so just a great accomplishment all around for the people who run that event and will continually run it for as long as they possibly can. Because when you look at the turnout, it was a pretty good turnout. And there are a lot of people that just were there and enjoyed each other's company. And it really felt like, you know, if you go to a Comic-Con, which I still have yet to go to, I definitely want to go to one of those in the near future, but also, you know, Access or a WrestleCon. So, like, the feelings are very similar, but again, I was definitely in a new world that I had to get adjusted to. But, you know, when, you know, you interview people like Jessa Rhodes and Lena Paul, it gets pretty easy to get comfortable because, you know what, they give you that sense of comfort behind them. They make you feel relaxed and calm and, like, at the end of the day, they're regular people just like you and I. Their job's obviously on a different platform, and mine is obviously on a different platform as well, but we all share the same passion. We want to do something we love to do. That's what they're doing, and they're very aware of what they're doing. So huge thanks goes out to Lena Paul. If you want to follow Lena Paul, follow her on Twitter at Lena is a peach, on Instagram as well, Lena Paul XO. And guys, that is it for me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for watching it. So if you guys want to follow the High Spot Podcast and episodes like this with Adventures with the Trendsetter. Follow us on Twitter at High Spot Podcast, as well as Instagram, Snapchat as well. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/High Spot Podcast, as well as our website, highspotpodcast.com. Leave a 5-star review and rating on iTunes, on SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, and Podbean. We greatly appreciate your support, and we do it all for you guys, the crew. So thanks so much for listening, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, future episodes coming along the way, so stick with us on social media so I will give you guys up to date on who the next guest will be. Thank you so much. And remember, all this we do is for you guys, the crew.